when the light goes green. Best believe I'm in the zone to be. For my yin to my yang to my yang, you see. Put a grin on my chin, come to me, cause I'll win. I'm one of a kind and I'll bring death to the place you're about to be. Another river of blood running under my feet. Born in a fire lit long ago. Stand next to me, you'll never stand alone. I'm last to leave, but the first to go. Hardcore is the only way I know. I'll feed on the fear of the devil inside of the enemy. Faces in my sight. Aim with a hand, shoot with a mind. Kill with a heart like Arctic ice.
Welcome back. That goes out to ISIS this morning. Congratulations, you've earned those boys. And of course, our best men and women in uniform, thank you for your service, for the freedoms we're allowed today. And we also got to give a shout out to our men in blue and all of our police departments and sheriffs and deputies. They do a great job. They don't get the respect they deserve today.
It's a thankless
and
job.
God bless America. Hey, we're back in the studio. Here I am with Matty G, Peanut. Levi's down at the end, kind of looking around. I think he's a little bored. He had his biscuits, and I'm surprised he's not taking a nap. Shad, what's his name? Chance. Take a chance on Chance.
Saturday morning. Saturday. I answer to anything.
Yeah. Devil's Backbone, I Futters, and of course, my co-host this morning, Tiny Tim.
Good morning, everybody.
Let's do a little intro. We got a special guest we got to get on. Yeah, a little duck doctor. We're going to run down and see my buddy, Mr. Gary Mason, Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame. Gary, welcome to the show, brother.
Hey, Ray. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to hear your voice. Haven't talked to you in a while.
Well, I tell you what, it's been a while, but you know what? Every time we get a chance to visit with one another, it's always great times.
Good time. Hey, we've got a big event coming up. It's going to be here before we know it. Wanted to get you back on the show and tell our listeners what's up with the 2017 Legends of the Hall of Fame. Oh, you want to say hello to Tim before we get going here?
Oh, hey, Tim.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
I got to throw my co-host in there. Let him say it. He's taking Vogelvogler's job.
Well, and hey, Matty G and all the guys up there, I tell you what, I sure enjoyed the day that we got to be in the studio together, and I'm going to come up there and do that again.
You're always welcome to the studio. You know that, Gary. Tell us about the Hall of Fame this year, buddy.
Man, I tell you what, it's unbelievable that it's coming around again, you know, this close, and it's going to be a great event this year. We're inducting some of the outdoors' most wonderful people, guys and gals that have made a huge contribution to our outdoors industry. Guys like Dave Freck with Bassmasters Magazine, Moore Sheehan with ABA, American Bass Anglers, Lisa Snuggs with CIOPA, Walter Parrott, and you know Walter very well,
He's my brother.
I guess he's probably won as much as many turkey hunting and calling championships as any person on the planet.
Yep.
Guy Akers, Guy has been a professional bass angler. I think since Ray Scott started BASS, Guy was with him at the time. But Jerry Antley of Cedar Hill Game Calls, and our buddy and renowned sportsman, writer, television personality, and all-around nice guy, Bob Folkrod,
will go in.
And then Steve Price. Steve is one of the world's most well-known and recognized outdoor photographers. This guy has traveled all over the world. He took pictures of bull elephants, you know, from 5 yards away, and if that won't stop your heart, I don't know what will.
Great class this year. Great group of guys and gals. I'm really excited. That's so cool about Lisa. She's awesome.
Oh, yeah, Lisa. You know, the Legends of the Outdoors, when we founded that back in 2002, we founded it not just for the people that's in front of the camera, but for people of all walks of our outdoors industry. And, you know, Lisa personifies exactly what I was thinking of when my wife and I founded this event. Lisa is a person, she's kind of behind the scenes in a way. She's the executive director of CIOPA, the Southeastern Outdoor Press Association. But she is the lady that helps all the rest of us who write and shoot TV shows and stuff. She's the lady that helps us get the stories. And without folks like Lisa, you know, the written word would probably not be near as much out there as what it is today.
That's for sure. Now, the event's on. We're going to be on the General Jackson again on the riverboat, so why don't you tell folks a little bit about that?
Yeah, the event is it's a morning event. The doors will open at 9 a.m. on the General Jackson Showboat in Nashville, Tennessee, right there at Opryland. The event will start at 10 o'clock. We'll feed you a great buffet dinner. We have some country music entertainment. Katie Knight, young up-and-coming country music artist, is going to be there performing for you. We'll have a live and a silent auction with a lot of really, really cool items, Orca coolers and Ralph McDonald print and other things. And then the induction ceremony will be right after our lunch. So great things going on. A lot of other awards going on at the time.
That was my next question. You're all over it.
Well, I'll be glad to share that with you.
Okay,
you know,
please.
This year, first and foremost, we're starting a new award named after our wonderful pal, Wade Bourne, who passed away back in December. Wade went on to be with the Lord, and we know he's enjoying fishing on the side of the Jordan River. But Wade, we're going to have an award called the American Outdoor Communicator of the Year Award. And this year, that's going to go to my friend Larry Self from down in Memphis, Tennessee. Larry Ray, down in Memphis, Tennessee. And then another award that we're doing, we started last year, called the Ray Scott Trailblazer Award. It's going to go to Harold Knight and David Hale.
Awesome.
For their blazing the trails in the call industry back in the day. So Harold and David will be there. Ray will be there himself. Brenda Valentine and Ray I will be there, and myself, and a lot of other really cool people.
Really cool, but not as cool as me and you, Gary.
Well, now that is true. but you know, I don't want to toot my grandmother used to say, if you toot your horn too high, a bird will poop in it.
Yeah. you got the meet and greet at Bass Pro Shops. You got the ride with the legends. You got you got Mossberg getting an award this year too.
Yes, we do. One of the awards that we do is the Manufacturers of Excellence Award. We do two of those, actually, one on the fishing side and one on the hunting side. Strike King Lure Company is getting it on the fishing side, and Mossberg is getting it on the hunting side. And what a great company those guys have had for many, many years, providing hunters with wonderful shooting products.
All right, Gary, we need you to give information for people can come to the event. How do they find information? Can they sponsor? Can they send product? Just give it to us.
Absolutely. You know, we love to have product for our silent and live auctions, and also anyone that wants to come and be a part of this event can either buy a ticket or a table or sponsor the event. There's all kinds of things that you can do if you are a company. And it doesn't just have to be a national company. You know, you take a nice company up there around the St. Louis area that wants to come down and be a part of this and get their product name and company name out in front of a lot of really well-known outdoors people. I don't know of anywhere else that you can go and get to visit with this many celebrities from the outdoors industry than the Legends Outdoors.
Yeah, so they're very accessible. Very accessible. They're right there. Yeah. Walk right up and talk to them.
Absolutely. It's like a big family reunion, Ray, and you get to just stand around and talk to these guys. Gosh, I looked around last year, and you were standing there talking to Ray Scott and Brenda Valentine, and Harold Knight come up, and, you know, Earl Bentz is usually there, him and his lovely wife, Janet, and you just never know who's going to be in that room.
That's for sure. Where's the contact information? How can they find more information now about the Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame?
The quickest and easiest way is to Google legendsoftheoutdoors.com and go to the bottom of the page. All my contact information, including my personal cell phone number, is at the bottom of the page. You can call me and talk to me, or you can call and talk to the lady that works for me, or just shoot us a text or an email, and we'll get back to you. We'll make you a deal that you can't refuse and treat you so many ways you'll have to like one of them.
That's perfect. Well, Gary, appreciate it so much getting back on the show with us. And, yes, that invitation's always open for you when you're in St. Louis to come in the studio with us. We love having you in. We'll feed you, buddy.
Man, keep the coffee hot and the donuts sweet. I'll see you guys real soon.
Thanks. Have a great weekend, Gary. Talk to you real soon, my friend.
Okay, see you guys. See you, Tim.
See ya.
Gary Mason with the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame. We're going to go out with a little Legends music, baby, and we'll see you on the other side.
5 a.m. can't come soon enough for folks like these. There's more than just a job to do, so they hit their knees. No, they recognize the need for all they do. to provide a better future outdoors for me and you. There wouldn't most folks want to be.